You know what I'm saying?
Let's go.
Yo, it's your main man, Jay Rick, dude with the motherfucking fade.
And this your boy, Jamar Fresh, a.k.a. the first one.
Yo, man, I got some pretty decent bourbon over here, man. I want to share it, but don't nobody else appreciate no bourbon like I do. But y'all boys, do me a favor, chill out and listen.
And remember, it ain't about what you heard, it's about what you listen to.
All right. It's the
watch out now. You whack motherfucker. Watch out now. You know what I'm saying?
Let's go.
Yo, welcome to another episode of Kickback Podcast. As always, your boy Jay Red, world's greatest host, Josh Boshua with Jackson Jr., the motherfucking third people.
Already.
Y'all don't know, man. Josh making moves out here. Tell him what it is, bro. 94.3,
man. I'm a DJ now, the Splurge. Check me out. Well, you probably going to get this the day of, so check me out Thursday, 6 to 8, bro. It's going live. It's lit.
All right, my nigga. My nigga making moves over here.
But like, usually Red introduced the guests, but I'm going to give y'all a little. I'm going to just toss. I'm going to do a layup. That was not thundering. That was thunder and lightning you heard in the background. That was an actual voice.
Like, what the fuck was that?
Like the
like, quality off.
Yeah.
Nah, man, we got a special guest in the building, man. We got the one and only Dollar Black.
What's that?
Dollar Beezy.
What's happening,
the blackest
bro?
Of the dollars. Yeah, how you feeling out there, man?
Yeah, I'm good, man. I'm A100.
You good, bro?
100, bro, for real.
I see you with the BDE on, man.
Always, man. Yeah. Everywhere I go, you going to see me either with a lid on or a shirt. You know, I got to represent. Who going to represent you better than you? You
feel me? Already.
You ain't bring me and Josh no hat or nothing?
Man, look.
Y'all be see the guests, though, never.
I actually got to order some more because, like, people really been asking me where can they get them, man. I was just on some trying some shit out.
Yeah, I write.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I was just like, I'm gonna try something out and get some and just kind of wear them around and see what people have, what people say. People actually been inquiring. So, but I'm planning on getting some this year though, and having them available. You know what I'm saying? Definitely bring y'all some and drop them off.
I need hats.
I need clothes.
Like, now I got some shirts in the trunk. I got some shirts. For real.
Extra large.
I think I probably got I got some larges in there.
I can wear a large.
You can wear.
I gotta suck my stomach in. So I can wear a large though.
I got you.
We got Dollar Black in the building.
Already.
Appreciate you stopping through, man. Where my boy Trey at, man?
Trey Bands, man. He on the
AKA
road,
Tony.
Man. He on the road.
Oh, yeah,
man.
He doing the 18 stuff?
Yeah. He on the road, man. I would see he kind of messed up my plan for him, but you know.
Was somebody as far as just rapping?
Yeah, I was going to give
Trey
him
rap
this year.
I mean, with Tony. I don't know if I call him Trey. I like to call him Tony.
I call him Trey.
Hey, but who can rap too?
Man, we all used to rap, bro. I used to ask the boys. Like, I used to have them boys at my career rapping.
Yeah.
That was before I had the setup, though. Like, we used to all rap on the computer monitor screen.
Yeah.
Like, I used to just record on a tape recorder.
Yeah.
And then,
see what I'm talking about, man.
Bro. The tape recorder, and then my grandma bought me a computer. I would piss back the computer because I wanted a PlayStation. Until I found out that the computer had a mic on the screen.
Yeah.
Oh, man, it was a rap then. We used to all just circle around and go at it. So I had all them boys on the first mixtape we dropped in high school. All them boys was on that thing.
Yeah.
I ain't trying to cut you out, but you record your first mixtape off the computer screen? Like,
off the computer screen, man. Like, I ain't care.
You want your voice to be heard.
When did this mixtape drop?
That was 2005, 2006.
And you graduated high school, what?
2006.
For real?
Yeah. I graduated.
So you just sent me an aid.
We was in the same class. So we all used to be I think I had McCook on there. I had Tuck on
McCook.
There. I think Quincy was on there.
Singing.
Who? He was singing. Who Nan and Lil Trey.
Yeah.
And all them boys on that mixtape, man. So yeah, that's when it started, man.
Man, that's what's up, man. That shit slick beautiful too.
How you come up with the name? Was that what that was when Dollar Black was born then? Or like you had to get blessed with the name?
Man,
like,
Your name is Southern. It's like, you know what I'm saying? It's spelled D-O-L-A dollar.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I got that. Like, I was hooping, man. You know, I played ball back in the neighborhood, and a dude Leland.
You played the four?
Leland, huh?
You played the four?
No, I played the three.
Okay.
But, yeah, on the court,
I played. You can handle the ball and get there with a three. Like,
yeah,
you
know? Get rebounds. Yeah. Right. You're trying to dribble the ball off the court. Like, no. Yeah. Just get rebounds.
On the street, he played a three. Man, 3-on-3, I'm Dollar Black. Like, yeah. Like, I'm small. What? Like,
no.
Yeah.
But, my dog from the neighborhood, Leland, he called me Dollar. Like, yeah. I never really understood why, but he started it. Mm-hmm. He called me Dollar, and my brother that I was rapping with when I first came out, he would call me Black. So mm-hmm. I just put them together and ran with it.
His name, Black Dollar.
Yeah, yeah, Black Dollar Entertainment and Dollar Black. You know what I'm saying? So that's where that came from.
What the roster looking like nowadays, man?
Man, it's still the same, man. Still rocking with the same people. The latest addition that I had was RFD Pioneer. Mm. I don't know if y'all saw his drop, X Straight Days, last year. We pushed him real hard last year. He had that record, YOG, mm-hmm. That we had on rotation with 99, like real mm-hmm. heavy.
I be hearing some wild shit on the radio.
Yeah, that on 99, that'd be crazy.
I be hearing some wild
shit. They be playing whatever, son. Yeah.
I'm plugged in now, so this going to you and future guests. Artists, you know what I'm saying? You got some quality music.
Josh on the radio. Then.
Yeah, for real.
All I need is your email. I'm going to load you up. That's all I need. Whenever something new for the drop. Hey, cuz, check this one out.
Yeah.
A clean version included.
That's what we need. Give us the edited version, please.
Look, hey man, look, you know the game now. If I don't know nothing else. Yeah. But yeah, Pioneer still got Mojo Kid, still got Jody Boy.
Mojo Kid, I remember that.
Got Jody Boy, still got Kiera on the R&B set. DJ still the same, DJ Big Shaka. Well, it ain't the same. I added one. DJ Big Shaka, DJ D-Matic, DJ Ron, and DJ Hustle on from Hattiesburg.
Black out here making moves.
I got a little man. I tried to put a little nest together, man. Yeah, you know, still got AV Evo on the beats and Stan 360.
Yeah.
Still got Swole on the management side. You know,
what do you see the future of Black Dollar, or is it anything in particular? Just like you know. Like, you see yourself just, like, taking over or some shit.
Man, I think, you know, somebody got to get in a position in which I think I'm about to go ahead and make the moves and try to do it for us. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Somebody got to get in position to really make it to where everybody can be used effectively. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? I think we did what we could here.
Yeah,
like,
I mean,
we
take you know, the ASAP mob. For
yeah,
example.
You know what I'm saying?
So it's like you got Rocky and what's Bird? The guy, Bird?
Yeah.
So them are the two. But I always see the other ASAP. I mean, before it was just Rocky. It was always mm-hmm. them, but that was everybody in the big can spit.
Exactly.
And half the people can spit better than Rocky.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying?
But Rocky was that dude.
Yeah, you know, the more presentable one, the more, you know what I'm saying?
The
like,
more
marketable
sense.
One.
Yeah.
Like, that's the more marketable one. You know, Lord Pretty Flacco Jordy. We can market this nigga. You know what I'm saying? Like, that kind of shit.
And I think that's the angle we probably going to have to take because, you know, last year it was me. Kind of trying to take the back seat and make sure everybody else got right and got in their position, and that kind of ain't work out.
But you got to kind of take the lead.
So that is back to them basics.
Yeah, you know,
make
sure everybody know, BDE is, you know what I'm saying? Like,
exactly.
Just don't take it to another level, you know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
But your name, like, you got a good name out here, like real talk. Like when you say mention Dollar Black, like you know what I'm saying, they always got positive things, like good things. Like,
and
you know
I'm
saying?
I'm proud of that more than anything, you know what I'm saying? Because a lot of people ain't got that, you know. So I'm proud of it, and I try to make sure that I communicate with people and treat everybody like they somebody.
Yeah.
You know what I'm for talk real, about, like because most people like they get little shit like the ESPN situation and then act like they didn't made it. So they start brushing people off. They stop answering the phone. I'm still out here.
Yeah.
I'm still out here.
But about the ESPN situation, I know you was featured on ESPN for All Day.
Yeah.
Shout out to All Day. So I know that you kind of changed avenues or whatever. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? You weren't just strictly on no, you know what I'm saying? I don't know. It kind of went, you know what I'm saying, something that could be on play on ESPN, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
Like, what made you transition? Or you just kind of had to transition from, you know what I'm saying, to giving your play on ESPN or whatever?
No, I mean, to be honest, like, it wasn't even a play for ESPN. Like, it was –
in the studio trying to make great music.
Just
simple as that. Like, you know what I'm saying? Me and Super J, shout out to Super J, he produced it and wrote the hook. We were sitting in the studio and just spitballing, going through some records because I wanted to work with him. He wanted to work. And we all, our management knew each other, so we all got in the studio and we was going through beats. And when he played that one, the energy he gave off for it was so contagious, you know what I'm saying? I was like, man, that's dope. So we went away from it and tried to go through other beats and just kept being drawn back to that one. So he was like, man, let's go
just
do
like
that
you know,
one.
The one.
Exactly. Let's go and do that one. And that's how it was, man. So I didn't look at it as a change.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
That phone call must have been crazy, though, huh? Like, hey, yeah, this is ESPN.
It wasn't the phone call. It was the contract.
Yeah.
Oh.
You know what I'm saying? Because, like, truth be told, like, I've been in and out of, like, situations where something could have happened since probably about 2009. So, you know, the calls and the ifs
that
and
don't
the maybes.
Excite you, though.
Yeah, it'd
be like,
okay.
Look, we finna, you got
yeah, like, so when you see the contract and you're reading the terms.
Your government
name
and shit
on
there. Yeah. You with you?
Nah. My people got a lawyer team. Like my management and Super J management, we had a lawyer team amongst both of us. So they worked it out.
Yeah,
everything went through the lawyer before we even saw it.
Yeah.
So you know what I'm saying.
So what they you know come to you? They was just like, yo, we want to put this on.
They didn't.
So many days.
They didn't come directly to me. Yeah. They went through the management. The management handled all of that. But it was for X amount of days. We're gonna play it for this time.
How many days was it?
They played it for a full month, calendar month.
Yeah.
So
that's what's up.
That was beautiful.
Well, how do they pick it up? Or you just
submission?
Oh yeah, you
like
just
submitted it.
See, people out here thinking, you know, they ain't thinking.
But you gotta find it.
They just
the
rap and be like, yeah, put it on SoundCloud.
Yeah,
like, nah,
yeah,
man, you gotta go out
horrible.
There and like.
And people don't know that putting it on SoundCloud, you actually give away your rights. But that's a whole nother
for real,
topic.
That's why it's a minute long on SoundCloud.
Why mine is? Yeah, I made it that way. But that's also for purchasing purposes as well. Mm. Like, if you can get it for free, like, is you really going to spend that 99 cent?
Yeah.
You'll spend it playing 8-ball pool, but you might not spend it playing, you know. So, I mean, I'm going to give you a piece of it, and then if you like it, it's a button right under it that say purchase. Yeah, you click that bit and give me that dollar.
Yeah. that's smart. Yeah. We need to start, man, to buy from the buy. We need to be
but y'all,
free.
Like, y'all plug, right? Like, y'all good.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
Sound good.
Yeah.
Y'all good. Like, it's just, you know, I was in this conversation earlier today on Facebook, man. It's just
for
the business, man. Like, the business of music is so thorough and intricate, and we so lazy with it. Like we don't even have way.
That's why I think separate a lot of artists
too.
See,
Rocco and Future,
like,
that shit is horrible, man.
Yeah,
the business.
Yeah,
like I think that's what separate a lot of the artists too, especially in the Jack. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like the people that we feel as though is doing the right thing as far as like marketing, branding themselves, like they got a level of sense. Like, okay, like I gotta be smart. Like, you know what I'm saying? I gotta be strategic. Like how Red just said, I just can't put it on SoundCloud. Like I'm trying to
sit back and be like, light a blunt up.
Yeah,
post a link in my bio.
Yeah,
like,
come on, you gotta. It's chess, not checkers. Like,
yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
Gotta,
yeah.
Like, not only put the link, but you gotta put the picture.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? Like, you gotta put it.
Every,
simple like, thing, yeah, man. I see why they call him
Dollar
now. Yeah, give me that dollar.
Think about it. Don't give me the dollar.
Somebody be like, "Yo, new track out." Like, I don't even want to go to your profile.
Yeah. Bro, you know what I hate?
I want to just be right there.
Have you ever done this Dollar Black? If you've done this before, you gonna get some demerits. Have you ever like let's say for YouTube, for example, like. Mm-hmm. You know, it'd be like, hey, check out the new Future. And you, then, like, you'd be like, ah, shit, this is a new Future. You click that bit, and it's Dollar Black. Like,
I
will not necessarily you. That's like,
I can be 100% honest and say I've never done
it. Okay.
But I can also tell you that something that I don't know why is working so good. I did a remix to OT Genesis, Coco.
Okay, yeah,
okay.
You saw it, right? Yeah. Did you also see that it just crossed 10,000 plays?
Mm-mm, I did not.
I don't know how. Like, I'm serious. Yeah. Like, almost every week
do
I log in.
Plays count as the whole song or just click it, listen to it?
What is a
I have absolutely no idea as far as the, I know with YouTube, if you click on it, that's a play.
Yeah.
But with SoundCloud, I don't know if it's a different play system.
Because, I mean, we get plays, and I'd be like, they must have just clicked it.
I think with the Pro, I have the Pro. I have to dig a little bit more and see if it tell you. But I think with the Pro, they tell you if somebody did a full play or something like that. I have to look into it. That's a great question.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, it's good. So we got BDE, you know what I'm saying? Dollar Black. What's up with the performances, man? What's up with the shows?
The performances?
Or how do you operate that?
Well, right now, I'm gonna say I'm changing that strategy because I haven't been really getting no shows.
Was you doing the offbeat?
As far as just going and performing
God
up there,
damn, you got $10.
Yeah, I told you I had to show y'all. So most people just be talking like that ain't no pay. That's nothing. Yeah.
You
that's,
got a thousand with Rose Moe and
like so you can look at the other numbers and see that, you know what I'm saying. Like
your numbers doing pretty good.
I mean, niggas
be out here at 58.
I'm like, why you talking about this, man? At me, nigga. Like you don't you hate one somebody?
Yeah.
I don't follow you, but this nigga tweet every second.
Oh, like, really?
This nigga be on that.
But bro, like, don't you hate that when people be trying to throw like little shots, like subliminally, like nigga so be like, sweet. Yeah, be like at me, like I hate that red shirt.
Or somebody be like, Beyonce should not have one album a year. They did it right to Adele. Yeah. Do not at me. I died this shit. Like.
Yeah, it's real.
Y'all, I mean, we're going to get into like the pop culture segment, you know, later. But did y'all think that Adele should have won over Beyonce? Since y'all, I don't watch the Grammys.
I mean, I haven't listened to either album in its entirety, but at the same time.
That's my saying.
I haven't listened to the album in its
entirety. That's my saying. I haven't listened to Adele's whole album.
I wouldn't know.
However, the way that her shit popped, like when she dropped it, because the reason why hers wasn't honored until this year, she dropped it 2015 after the deadline for the Grammys for last year.
Same thing with Drake.
Exactly. So for her to sell like 2-3 million in like less than 2-3 days,
yeah,
that's crazy.
That's unheard of. And the Grammys ain't even based off sales, like to be 100% honest. Like they're not based off sales, but not necessarily people. Like you can be a part of the Grammy board.
Joe Budden vote for shit. Joe Budden was like, it was some country shit he ain't know nothing about.
And
that's how bad. Like niggas like, I don't know nothing about no goddamn Beyonce.
But what I saw, just being on Twitter, like the next couple of days, was somebody writing a letter to like the Grammy board saying how they got like that underlying shit, like the like what the polls was for the election, how Hillary won. The popular vote, but they had what they call it, electoral
versus popular vote. She won the popular vote, but the electoral vote.
Yeah, so Trump won the other one with the electoral college. So the Grammys has like an electoral college, like they can supersede everything. So I was like, oh, I didn't know that. That's crazy. But they got real roles for all this shit.
But man, one of the things I did want to congratulate on, bring it back to the all day thing. I did want to congratulate on that shit. Cause that shit major.
Bro. You know what I'm saying?
Like
you
sit at home, you be like, damn, that bitch say all day. You know
what I'm saying? Like, I DVR'd it every day, man.
You know what I'm saying? Like that shit real. That shit's surreal.
For real.
Like
nigga
won't believe your name in lights.
For
and that
real.
Bitch was in lights.
And that's and that's like because after I went and announced it and told everybody. I was like,
"Yeah,
I hope they play."
You know what I'm saying? Like so that way, I don't look like
Stephen A. Will say something. They'll go back to their "Oh, there,
That was like, "That's it, dog." That's it. I appreciate that, bro.
A lot of these people doing big things. Mississippi,
definitely.
Give me some of your artists that you fuck with from Mississippi, man. Or
from Mississippi.
Some of your favorites.
I rock with Guala De Niro.
Never heard of
Guala De Niro. He from North Mississippi. Yeah, I'm finna push. I'm finna change it up. Last interview, I said Jackson artists. I'm finna go around a little bit.
Yeah.
I rock with Guala De Niro. I rock with Big Zay Mac. I rock with Christina Marie. She do R&B. I rock with Camden, of course. All of them is from North Mississippi. As far as South Mississippi is concerned, I ain't really found nobody that I could latch on to yet and say I really rock with them. But
what about the artists in terms of collaborations?
In terms of collaborations?
That you work with, yeah.
Just talking collaborations. I can't talk collaborations without mentioning Savvy. Me and Savvy got that black.
Who's the Savvy?
Yeah, we got that black crown on the way. Yeah, black we got black crown on the way. That's yeah.
It is. It is, actually. I think.
Damn.
But, yeah, you know, he Crown Me Entertainment on Black Dollar Entertainment. So
is this official?
Black Crown. Yeah, it's official. Yeah, like, yeah, we've been in the studio probably about 6 months.
Need some visuals. Deck, holla,
my boy. When can we expect the Black Crown?
That's what we was on the phone talking about when I pulled up. We probably gonna try to wrap it up in the next couple weeks, man. Like, you know what I'm saying? We was going for a full project, but you know, stuff happened, people start getting busy.
Yeah.
So we probably gonna, it's gonna be a full project. It ain't gonna just be a single, but it might be like an EP or a little bit longer than an EP, maybe about 6-7 tracks.
Yeah, cool.
You know what I'm saying? We was aiming for 14 though. Yeah. Like, we wanted to give them a full entree.
Yeah.
But
I can't stand when motherfucker give you 23 tracks.
I'll never do that.
I'm not gonna listen to all 20 of these tracks.
Like, I feel like
I'm gonna listen to them, but I'm not gonna
microwave in this microwave society. You can't give them too much. Yeah, like they either it's gonna be too much to understand or interpret, or they just not gonna get to it.
Timing, a big thing.
Like Big Crit, I listen to every track Big Crit got.
Bro, you can't help
it. I wouldn't listen to every track nobody else had.
You can't help it, dog.
Big Crit, I listen to all of them.
You can't help it,
anybody got 23 tracks? Like, I'm not listening to 23
tracks. You can't skip a track on Kanye and stuff. Like,
nah, you can't.
Forget a whole description.
Yeah. But Kanye do pretty good as far as, like, the number of tracks he
gets.
You know what I'm saying? He'd stop at 16 or something, but you'd be like,
And that's even 14 for me. Like, I still go back and... I still go back and listen to Let Me Work. Like, 14 was a reach.
You won a Jackson, what you call it, Hip Hop Awards?
Album of the Year for Jackson Hip Hop Award. That same album got me nominated for a Jackson Music Award, too. But I think Flawless took it home that year, so.
How did they wear out that scene there? Because, like, I ain't trying to downplay the number. Mm-hmm. Like, I never just understood it. Like, you know what I'm saying?
You talking about the Music Awards?
Just like...
Like, so Grammys are a music award, right?
Yeah.
And then you get a Grammy, right?
Uh-huh.
I mean, maybe they should call it something else besides the Jackson Music Award, or do they call it
The Jackson Music Award is actually a Jackie.
A what?
A Jackie.
Oh, for real? Yeah. That's my first time ever hearing that word.
Yeah. If I recall correctly, I think it's a Jackie.
We'll fact check on this show. It's called a Jackie.
It's called a Jackie. All right, that's what we're going to call it. I took the Jackson Hip Hop Award home for the best album, but with the Jackson Music Award, I was nominated for the best for the Artist of the Year, Hip Hop Artist of the Year. So, I think it was me, Flawless, Lonnie, Millie, and Mojo. Well, Mojo Kez.
I think
that was the five.
Yeah.
And did I say Luck?
No.
Okay, so Luck. Add Luck to it.
Who won it?
Flawless won it.
Yeah, Flawless won it.
So,
man, Flawless used to be bumping back when I was at Hines.
He's still bumping. Y'all heard 2 Million Flaws? That's his newest job, man.
I remember Water Gun. I go Water Gun. We be in Freeland. Hype his shit up. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, he got 2 million. I shout out to Flawless. He got 2 million flaws out right now.
You mentioned earlier that Super J wrote the hook, right?
Mm-hmm.
How you feel about ghostwriting?
About what?
Ghostwriting.
Ghostwriting, writing the lyrics, or
like Drake's was like, Drake did an interview recently. He was like, "Yo, I mean, and he's not taking away from my craft."
I gotta go back and listen. I didn't get all the way through it.
Yeah, but he basically was like, "They not taking away from my craft."
Because you like people gotta understand. Like, we have the unfortunate but fortunate positioning of being from Mississippi, where everything needs to be 1,000% real.
Mm-hmm.
And that can be
our
selling point. Like, you can stand on the fact that you're real because you come from Mississippi, but it can also hold you back. Like, man, you could probably throw a penny in the industry and hit 18
Let
people that got people.
Get on the track and tell you what you need to do.
Exactly. You know what I'm saying?
Like, well, I think, like, it, to me, like, I compare, like artists and stuff to like actors. Like, you know, as far as the
thank you,
thing,
thank
like,
you,
you a vessel.
Thank
so,
you.
I mean, like
the person who wrote
like,
the yeah,
somebody
yeah, yeah.
wrote it for you. Like, yeah.
thank
I
you.
A song for Dollar Black. Like, oh,
he
Dollar
delivered
Black
it better.
Kids.
Yeah, yeah,
like,
yeah.
And that, to be honest with you, like that's been my argument the whole time. Like, I could get on, if somebody could write me a joint, I can see a million records. It could be leaked that I'm a ghostwriter and people will turn on me, right? But you go to Denzel Washington movies every motherfucking time he drops. Every time he drops. Every time.
Training Day.
but y'all.
Somebody told him, say.
But y'all overlooked the fact that that script was written.
Yeah,
you know
course,
what I'm saying? So, I mean, like, again, back to the, back, let's just go back to the conversation I was having on Facebook today, man. Like, we have to learn how to find that medium or make the extreme decision if we plan for the culture, if we plan music business, because music business don't care how you get the money as long as you get the money.
Thank you.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So, I mean, as far as ghostwriting is concerned, I don't frown on it.
You embrace it?
I don't frown on it.
Yeah.
I don't judge it. I don't judge it. Because I want to write my own.
Yeah.
At the end of the day, I do.
Of course.
But
yeah.
if, let's say, like you just said, if Pharrell come to me and say, Dollar, look, I love your voice. I got this one that's going to work. Yeah. My nigga, where? Where do I sign that? Can I, hold up, I got one request. Can I change, like, 15 of the lines in the song so I could at least get some writer credit.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Exactly. You know what I'm saying? Because as of right now, if you wrote 100% of it, you're seeing 100% of the check. I can't work for free,
my
dog.
Most of the time, the integrity of the song come from the hook. You know
exactly.
What I'm saying?
Exactly.
Not even
you
really
know
come
saying?
From the bar. It's
but,
really just the whole
and
song
then,
in general.
I think as far as the go, even with that Drake joint, like when Meek was going at him, he played a hook.
It?
I was running through the six with my
Rico.
Yeah, that one. That was
Rico.
It. Yeah, yeah.
That's the one he said Quentin Miller had wrote.
One of the most jamming joints
on
it.
On
Meek
album.
Yeah.
Hit me with the Rico. I don't know how the cadence go, but it was.
Song, but I forgot how it went.
Yeah, me too.
You might just get with the
Rico.
But that joint was hard, though. Like, how can you be mad at that? And then it wasn't even for your album at the beginning. He's saying views, dog. That was going straight to views.
Yeah, but he gave you a layup, fam. Like,
exactly.
He gave you, bro.
You know, like, every time we talk about Meek and Drake, I always bring back to this point. I think Drake hit Nicki, and Nicki was honest with Meek about the situation. And Meek was found out on some, like, oh, you lied to me, bitch? Like,
and you want to know why I think that's true? Because right after Meek broke up with Nicki broke up with Meek.
Yeah.
She posting pictures with Drake and Wayne.
Yeah.
I was like, this is just
Drake.
Ridiculous.
Yeah. But you understand the level of like. But on the Drake interview, it was like you gonna do this beef, this back to back shit. You can't just come with no charged up type shit. You gotta like it gotta be a banger. Or something.
Yeah.
DJ can play in the club. It gotta be something. You gotta kind of kill this nigga.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? That way you came with like. Never tame me, you know what I'm saying? Back to back of these niggas, you know what I'm saying? Like,
that
shit was pretty fire.
Yeah.
Like, you could rap that shit
that boy,
all day
that boy,
in the club.
That boy was nominated for a Grammy off that.
Man, bro. Like,
that's
if he would have won, he'd just be like, yo, I thank Meek Mill.
Like,
hey, I thank Meek Mill.
And that would have been the icing on the cake, son.
Like,
that would have been
lost. Like,
that would have been putting the dirt on the coffin right there
like,
if he would have said
Meek
that.
Meek Mill lost. You know what I'm saying?
Like, I ain't saying that I got, like, a lot of N.O. partners or whatever, Baton Rouge partners, but, like I was chopping up with a cat I came across. He from Louisiana, and they say that they showed me love, like, in New Orleans.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? They fucking Rick Ross, like, you know what I'm saying? When Rick bring me, like, it ain't like...
It's love.
Right.
I mean,
like,
because at the end of the day, you get past it.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? Like, and Meek did... After a while, after about 2 or 3 months of Meek going through, I was posting on Twitter like, Meek, get back to the music.
Because
once you drop the music, this going to fade away.
Yeah.
And just to show as it was said, he dropped DC4.
What else faded away this year? a lot of shit faded
exactly.
away. That we
exactly.
Orlando Brown kind of faded away. You remember that nigga?
I think they say Chris Brown pulled out of the fight.
Oh, yeah. That shit fading away.
That's gone. Like, it's hot for a minute, and then it's gone. That's the society that we live in now, though.
We keep that shit alive.
Yeah. That's true. It happens. It happens. I ain't talked to y'all guys in forever, man. It happens. We can recap.
Hey, but check that, though. It's to the point where, like, yo, you are doing all this, but, like, you getting so little from it. Like, you are bigger than anything that comes from gossip or something. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Like, I really think he won. Like, when that shit dropped, I wasn't picking no side, because I just like music in general. I don't give a fuck who wrote the song.
You talking about Drake, mind. Right?
Now I'm just talking about Meek. Like, I think he sure feel no type of way at that particular point, because you got the baddest bitch. You got a platform where you can put out more music, get paid for it. Like, people gonna listen to your shit because they want to see what you gonna say about another nigga. So
then he proved his point with his response, because in his response he put the reference track in there from Quentin Miller. So, like, you proved your point. He don't write his shit.
Drake though.
You know what I'm saying? But, like, when it comes to that jamming, Drake got you, but you proved your point.
Drake's defense was like, yo, when I work with somebody in the studio, like Quentin Miller, we work hard and we come up with some stuff. You know what I'm saying? That was his point.
Yeah,
but at the same time, I see what you're saying, but.
Yeah.
Excuse me, but, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you can't just rely on Quentin Miller to make all your, you know what I'm saying?
And I will.
But that's what he was doing, though. Yeah. He's smart. He just teaches, like, yo, look, I ain't got time for this.
And I will say this. A lot of the rappers that really rap have been making the statement that, okay, you can have your writer, but that removes you from the best rapper alive.
Yeah, I heard that too.
I completely agree with that. You know what I'm saying? Like, that, okay, get your bread, because you're doing
Lil Wayne
that.
The best rapper alive.
Who?
Lil Wayne.
That's arguable. That's arguable.
Well, what you say, don't discredit the motherfucker who talking about get who getting bread.
But like, don't discredit him. Like, Michael Jackson ain't write out his records.
Nah, R. Kelly wrote a song.
Exactly. Like, R. Kelly ain't write out his records. Nah. You know what I'm saying? I understand that's R&B, but man, like, this ghostwriting shit been going on for a long time. But
like, people watch it every day, loving hip hop. Back to the business.
You either playing in the music business or you playing the culture. You can't do both. And if you do both, you gotta tread that line very thinly.
Mm. Speaking of culture though, like, one of the reasons why your name hold weight in the city is because you're a big supporter of, you know, local artists. Like, people see you make people see you out. Like, you know what I'm saying? Fudge and First Thursday.
Yeah.
Show love. You know what I'm saying? Other little events. Like, Red said, I've seen you at Outbeat plenty of times.
Right.
You know, just showing love, showing love.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I just wanted to commend you on that, because, like I said, that's one of the other reasons why, you know what I'm saying, when people speak of the name or the brand, like, it's always positive and always love.
Right, I appreciate that.
Before we get into the show, you know what I'm saying, I just wanted you to, you know, to speak on, you know, Black Fridays, you know, what inspired you to get it, like, to put that series of songs out, the collection of music out, and, like, what's next, you know what I'm saying?
Okay.
I know you giving us this because, you know, you prepping us for the big meal.
Right, you know what I'm saying? Well, Black Fridays, when we first came out and we launched the movement of Black Dollar Entertainment, we actually started Black Fridays. That's what we started off with. AV Evo, my producer, had the idea that we did Black Fridays and Black History Month, where each artist that in each entity in the company released music. So that was the month that we released Ain't Fucking With Me from me. We released Born to Be Great from Mojo Kids. We released Broke from Rose Moe, who was with us at the time. And we also released New Kings, that was DJ Big Shaka record. So with us doing that the first time, and it was all as a collective, this year I realized that I hadn't really released any music in a while, like thorough music, something that I actually took my time with. So I wanted to bring the same concept back, but just with me this time, because, like I said, last year, the only piece of music I dropped last year was Features and All Day, you know, and
that was the whole year, exactly.
Features and All Day, and this year would mark the third year since I dropped Let Me Work. So It's just a warm up again, and also with me last year with me taking a back burner, I was studying and reading up on some stuff with the business, things that I could do different, things that I could try, things that I could add in. So it was me taking that swing and seeing if it actually worked and seeing what was what, you know, with good music though, and actually not just throwing something out for the fun of it. And I am prepping for something bigger, you know, something bigger is coming.
And then also, like what we said before, I think, you know, BDE, you know, begins with, you know what I'm saying, Dollar Black.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah,
first and foremost.
That's true. I gotta get back to that.
I mean, exactly. Like, I think it begins with, like, you know, like we talk about the ASAPs and shit. Like, you know what I think it begins with, you know what I'm saying, Dollar Black.
And
you know what I'm saying?
I'm trying to pull that mentality back together because
it's realistic. You know
it is, but in my mind, I had went away from that. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Because when I initially pulled the play together, it wasn't just for me. It was for the collective. Mm-hmm. You know, so that forced me to look at things as
and
we
I mean,
need to do
this.
Still there. I have to gain and use this mentality.
It's in that collective, you know, feels like they are, you know, prosper without you, and they do. That's completely fine.
Right, exactly.
At the same time, you know, Black Dollar cannot go any further
without
Dollar Black. You know what I'm saying? Like,
indeed,
you
feel indeed, me? Indeed.
Like for another example, for like the dumb people out there, I didn't mean to call y'all dumb, but y'all stupid.
But he did.
For example, the Migos. Like, everybody talking about, hey, Quavo, he the guy, but
Oh, Ray Shrimmer.
What's the one dude
Slim Jimmy? Slim Jimmy, I think. No, Sway Lee. That's Sway Lee, I think. One of them.
It's a white man out there like, nah, I think all y'all need to be together.
Right.
And it does it to a point where he's like, yo, you know, he's not wrong. You know what I'm saying? Like, but, you know, nobody's saying he's right. But at the same time, like, we know, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, who the hottest nigga, Ray Shrimmer?
Yeah.
Who the hottest nigga
the one who got writer
Quavo.
Credits on,
you know what I'm saying? Like,
on Beyonce's
not,
single. That's
not
the
trying
one.
To, you know what I'm saying? Knock it down in your head. Like, we should be being realistic. You know what I'm saying? Like, who's the hottest nigga
That's the one who running.
So Kyrie better than LeBron. They need just as much as they need LeBron, LeBron need Kyrie.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying?
But the ratings ain't as high without LeBron. Let's just be legit. when Kyrie was there by himself, nobody was
Kyrie
watching
ESPN. Kyrie was there
ESPN.
For a long time, and I was not watching it. Cleveland. Yeah. So nobody wants to see Kyrie play. Who played with Kyrie before Kevin Love and LeBron got there? It was Kyrie and
Deion Waiters.
Yep. And Verja.
Nobody wants to see Deion Waiters and Verja play. Like, Kyrie like serving them. Lay up, 3-pointer.
With
and
his
these,
numbers up.
Y'all lost
them. Getting his numbers up.
Nah, Dollar, man. I appreciate, you know what I'm saying? Like,
we ain't gone.
I'm still here now. I appreciate the music you're giving us, man.
I appreciate
all the hard work and dedication you gave. You know what I'm saying?
And that's really what I do it for, man. Like, you know, I like to take my time with the music because I think that's
you do a good job.
One of the
right,
elements that people,
you know what I'm saying? Like,
people don't do anymore. They don't really take time with
voice, like, I'm a fan. Like, real
appreciate
time.
It,
like,
bro.
Appreciate it. Like, you got some good shit. Like, I can't wait to see, you know, what's coming next.
What's
like,
coming down. It's coming, bro. I just, you know, like I said, I can't tell y'all a secret. I found out that I missed out on a lot of money with Let Me Work. Mm-hmm. So it bothers me. Mm-hmm.
You did. Well, in terms of what? Missed a lot of money in terms of what? Like,
so
music business, brother. Yeah. Like, it's thorough.
Now you got like publication deals or something?
No. But I probably could have. You feel what I'm saying? Like, I probably could have. It's just that business, like, if you don't know what you're doing, you can really miss out on a lot.
Shit, that's why you at the position you at now, because you go through stuff and you learn from it, so shit,
hey. Exactly. and that's why I'm still taking my time, though. You did? Yeah. Like, because this time I'm not going to miss. Mm. Like, I'm not going to miss. I'm not going to. I'm not leaving a penny on the table. and you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm going to make sure that.
How old are you, my man?
Huh?
How old are you?
28.
Oh shit! I'm talking. I told Josh when he got here, like he older. Why did you like 32? That's what I mean by you older.
No,
he 28. I mean, bro, like, shit,
he, I'm 28, bro. Don't put me up there too fast, bro.
He trying to say it like. Like,
hey, you can talk about whatever. Now, if I get quiet, you know why. You know, yeah, but
how does rap and me and Mary work, or it goes
hand in hand? Like, yeah. she understands. She understands wholeheartedly, yeah. And she
a fan.
Cause a problem. Oh, no.
Because, so you got business in the condo. You got my money in the rundo.
No. It ain't none of that, because, you know, she understands that I drive to be a little bit more in depth.
Yeah.
So whereas most people go for the surface rhymes or whatever the case may be, or what's trending or what they know going to catch, and what people gonna remember, I'm trying to do a little bit more. And I might not be the most lyrical motherfucker, but I talk about some shit. Yeah, and that's the difference. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. So
you pretty self-aware.
She hold me down, bro. Yeah, like, I can't even lie. She hold me down.
Yeah, man,
and she hold me down. Yeah, regardless.
Where y'all from? Where y'all from?
Who, me?
From Jackson, man. Where
y'all from?
She from Ridgeland.
Just big country.
Yeah. She from Ridgeland. Yeah. I think she was born in Louisiana, but you know, or something like that. Some shit.
Yeah. So like at the end of the day, you just, you know what I'm saying, like you really just focus on this music and family.
Music and family, bro. I got a 3-year-old son who's starting to smell himself. So I got
his voice deep yet?
Almost. He gonna be scared.
What's his name?
King. I call him King.
Hey, Dad.
Yeah.
King. What up? Get the shit out of me.
He's starting to feel himself up, a little bit. So.
Are you deep voicing me?
But yeah, that's all I got time for, man. I ain't got, if it's foolishness, I ain't out. If it's purposeful,
that's beautiful.
I'm with it. Yeah. If it's purposeful, I'm with it. And 9 times out of 10, if she could beat up with me, she there with me. If not, he is the reason why. You know, she got to beat up with him. So.
Yeah,
appreciate it.
Yeah, but once again, you know, Red got me on.
You a great guest, I was about to say. You a great guest.
Appreciate it,
Red,
bro.
Red got me on this bird.
Hey, you be. You want some more?
I'm cool, man.
You'd be surprised. We'd be like, hey, so what about BDE? Shit, Black Dollar Entertainment. And they'd be it. They'd be like, Black Dollar Entertainment. Like,
Nah.
Catfish and macaroni.
Salads for me, man. Salads and water. I'm playing.
Like, we're going to kind of switch lanes a little bit. Even though you said that your whole focus is on music and family, but there's other stuff pop going on.
In the world.
Industry,
the
music industry. And like, this dude right here, me and Red, like, when we talk amongst ourselves after the show, we always try to.
You're the new Black.
No slight. But we always try to find, like, who the funniest nigga of the year. Like, as far as, like, taking L's, who do the dumbest stuff. Like, 1 year it was Plies, 1 year it was Ray J. Like, you know what I'm saying? Somebody who's just like, this nigga.
Yeah,
like, and I think
he's
Chris
hilarious.
Brown is in the
Chris,
early.
I think he getting early.
Yeah.
Like, he comes strong with the early. First, I ain't trying to cut you off.
You
first
good.
Fiasco with Soulja Boy. Mm-hmm. They've been canceled, but recently he's been in the news because Karrueche, his old flame, filed a restraining order against him because he threatened to kill him.
I believe it.
Dude, I get so mad at Chris Brown. I get so mad. What happened when everybody came when they were like, "Yo, Chris Brown, he's so talented."
He's
very talented.
He's just a jackass.
He can jump and he can like flip.
He can dance.
He can paint too. Graffiti. You know what I'm saying? Like, bro, this nigga single handedly like he has a bad relationship with women, man. Like, it's the like, worst relationship with women.
Like, break up, like, the Rihanna thing. Like, it's just like, you, like,
I never hit a girl.
Learn your lesson. Like, yeah. Bro, what is you doing? Like, is it the drugs?
I would say I would say the drugs.
It's just the drugs.
I would say the drugs, and I would also say his surroundings. Mm-hmm. And I would also say he may be bipolar.
Ah, yeah. He
may be.
It's some else up there.
It's no way possible you are Chris Brown. Like, a couple years ago, Chris Brown was slated to be the next Michael Jackson.
And he up here hitting women. Shit.
Yeah.
Can't be out here. Bro, look here, bro.
Did you just dance?
Bro, you can't be out here doing this to women. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, you cannot be doing
it's,
that.
It's,
like,
it's inexcusable. You can't excuse it.
In any form, I don't condone any of this shit anyway. You but can't excuse like, it. What drives a man? Okay, I'm like, okay, like, what would drive you, Dollar Black, to put a restraining order on somebody? Like, of course, it had to be life threatening, but like, what was just like, this guy has to be like a complete asshole. Cause I mean, if you had a relationship with a girl, you can, once you've been with somebody sexually, like, you can say whatever you want. Like, you know what I'm kidding? Mm-hmm. You feel like, I mean, you know what I'm saying? Like, you probably won't mean it, but
I wouldn't
like,
say that.
I'm just saying, like, in a relationship, yeah, like, you can, yeah. Like, if you ain't comfortable saying whatever you want to say, like, you shouldn't be around that person. I'm just saying, like, what would drive somebody to put, like, a restraining order on them? Like,
if I was to put a restraining order on somebody, it's to save me.
Yeah. From doing something that you
that want. I don't have no, yeah. But yeah. See, because, I mean, you have to look in the mirror, man. Like, I always say that, like, if somebody is around you that's taking you to that level where you act outside of yourself, you need to save yourself from them.
So that's why when you said that it probably something wrong.
It's probably something, yeah, like, because it's no way you keep going walking into the same trap, man. You keep walking into the same trap, you keep stepping on that rake, you keep keep hitting that same pothole you driving down the street every day, and the pothole ain't move.
But do you think that comes with fame? Like, just say for instance, like,
that's a possibility.
Because, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, everybody, I don't know, I'm going to say everybody, but everybody has that level of thinking. Like, okay, I'm here, so, like, I'm trying to get there, but, like, I'm going to do whatever it takes to get there. Like, as far as, like, thinking. Like, but once you get there, you like, shit, fuck it. I
think a level of invincibility comes with the stature. Like, I think that once people get to a certain level, they feel like they can't be touched.
Yeah. Well, a certain amount of money.
A certain amount of money as well.
Perspective on what money real, came by. Like,
exactly. Yeah. exactly.
Okay, let's say, for example, if you had $15 million in your... Let's say you had $3 million in your bank account.
Okay.
You was worth 15.
That's okay.
Well, your bank account, you had about $3 million. You just like, y'all spent $3 million on whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, if somebody coming to you with any kind of bullshit, you think about it, you think about the kids, you think about the wife, and what you go back to is, I got $3 million in my bank account. I can spend it on whatever. You know what I'm saying? Not taking it for granted, but at the same time, like, you gotta worry about little petty shit. You know what I'm saying? Like,
man,
that's what gets these people over the edge, and that's what, like, tell them to, you know what I'm saying? Like, do certain shit. I can hit you, or so I can do this.
So you think the reason why Ye went on his little
masquerade?
No.
Kanye is different.
Just think about yourself. Just think about yourself, right?
Kanye is
different. So recently, I just took my dog to the vet, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's cost me $100.
$10. Ooh,
so, you know what I'm saying? Like,
I would have left that motherfucker there.
So, yo, fuck that vet. Fuck that dog. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, I'm responsible.
Yeah,
so
you're like, responsible.
I mean, it's just me. You know what I'm saying? I'm not finna just, you know what I'm saying? But at the same time,
you got
like,
to. But
exactly,
it hurt.
Exactly. You know what I'm saying? Like, imagine having $3 million and taking your dog to a vet for $110. You'd be like, nigga, I don't give a fuck about this.
Okay. There's $150. Keep the change.
You know what I'm saying? Like, you don't give a fuck. Like, my point being, like, the more money you got, the less you give a fuck about.
Tolerance is low.
Oh, no, but the less you give a fuck about hitting a bitch or getting sued. I don't know. You know what I'm saying? Somebody suing you for $10,000. Like,
yeah,
fuck your $10,000.
Some people may think like that might be his range of thinking.
$10,000. You know what I'm saying?
That may be his range of thinking. Like, again,
it's probably a level of invincibility that comes with it. He may feel like if he's still on and she sues, so what? The royalty's still coming in. I'm still good. You know what I mean?
Nothing's
like,
gonna change.
Me? If it was me,
they got a history though.
I'm gone. Like I'm gonna try my I do this today. That's why I feel like it's gonna be reasonable for me. I try my best to not be around anything that can put me in any compromising position. So if I get invited to an event and I know somebody gonna be there that I don't like, or somebody that may push my wrong buttons, I skip that event and send my regards to whoever throwing.
What I was saying, Jay-Z had, like, from a distance, you can't tell who's the fool when two people arguing, like, from
exactly.
A distance.
From a distance, you can't tell.
Do you partake in rap beef, or?
Why?
Yeah.
At this level?
Yeah. I feel.
Hey, man! If
we got day jobs,
I'm not gonna say it. I'm not gonna say his name. But the day that I dropped Almost Time, I got my first hate tweet. Like that was on some rap beef.
Did he at you or you?
He added me.
He added you.
So I looked at it. And I woke up.
Did you say don't at me?
No. I didn't respond. It took everything out of me to not respond.
Yeah.
I roll. You know, you roll over. The first thing you do, check your phone.
Check my phone.
And I had just dropped the record at 12, so I'm like, all right, I know I'm probably gonna have some critique.
That shit fire.
Yeah, and I'm going through, and I see this cat, and I was like, this nigga for real too, like, and he added him about 8 times, and I was like,
what was his beef? Like, lyrics?
It's trash. Dollar back trash.
He's like, who is this? Who is you? You fake ass. I'm the real Black Dollar.
No,
I didn't take his name. Like, I went and researched because it made me, you know, inquisitive. I went and looked, and I was like, man, you better quit playing with me. You have nothing here. Yeah, I went through his SoundCloud and everything. And I'm like, bro, you averaging 20.
Y'all shit doo-doo.
That's
why
you
drank them. You averaging 20.
I can with this.
I screenshotted and sent it to my dogs. It was like, look, fam, I got one.
Yeah.
And we joked about it. And that was it. But why? Like, I wouldn't participate in a rap beef at this level because it's counterproductive. What we need here.
Unless you making money.
I mean, this ain't
not necessarily. Like, what we need here, and here being Mississippi, is togetherness. We need unity. We need people who can actually.
And you got 20 plays. Like, we need to be together.
Exactly. Like,
this is what I ain't going to say I don't understand it, but like, when people always say that Mississippi, the only way Mississippi is gonna make it is in any art is just by us coming together. But like, it's just like, okay, once we come together, what's next? Like everybody say,
I don't like that either.
I'm on the point where they be like, I support artists, but you don't support Mississippi artists. Like, Mississippi artists aren't that good. You know what I'm saying? That's
I won't
like
say that.
About that. You know what I'm saying?
I won't. That's too general.
You know what I'm saying? I'll be like, yo, I like
some of them.
I like
aren't
Big Crit, because Big Crit is pretty good. You know what I'm saying? I don't like so and so because,
I don't like,
they're not that good.
I don't even take it to that extent. I just was like, even the talented artists, when people say, like, we need to come together, like, okay, what's the. Once artists come together, okay, what's the power move that's like that y'all trying to reach?
Like
I could tell you, I could tell you what it's supposed to be.
Okay.
The reason for that is supposed to be, for let's say you're an artist and you have 10,000 followers. An artist and you have 7,000 followers. I'm an artist. I have 6,000 followers.
Yeah.
He's the hot guy. Right?
So
he Red's the hot guy. If he's the hot guy and I say, okay, Red, let's work together. He say, cool, what are we doing? I send him a record. It's dope. When I drop that record, the purpose of us working together is for him to repost and send his followers to pick this up to help the steamroll.
So that's 6 plus his 10.
That's it. That's more reach. You feel what I'm saying? Yeah. So if me and him working together, you see the digs from a mile away, you like, man, it look like they putting a play together. And you hit us both like, hey, let's do one together just to keep it going.
Mm-hmm.
All three of us do one together, it's steamroll.
Yeah.
So that means when you got a show, I'm coming to your show. Vice versa. Everybody going to each other's shows. Because everybody showing
these,
love.
All these talents.
Where, exactly. We promoting each other. We putting
in. Where is their motto being successful? Like, I'm pretty sure because, like, everybody, I'm just saying, everybody says that. Like, I mean, I'm pretty sure it's been a success story, like, where Mississippi it came together and this is our brainchild. Like, this is what happened. Like, this is the fruits of our labor. Like, I mean, is there any success
I can say that the closest thing to the success story, to a success story for that was Luck. When he dropped Pole and him and Dirty got Pole booming over there.
Man, that's Dreams. Booming.
Yeah. Booming. Yeah. You dig? That's the closest to a success story because people heard the record, recognized the move, and lifted it up. Mm. You know what I'm saying? Everybody. That was the thing about it.
Davis.
Ain't nobody jump on the horn and say this the move. Mm-hmm. People saw it happening and did it. Like, it ain't got to necessarily be nothing where everybody come to the table, pull up this whiteboard, and we say, this is what we going to do, this who we going to jump behind. When you see it, recognize it, keep it moving. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's how it's supposed to be. Mm-hmm. Now, whether or not we got our business in order at the time when it happened, and that's not saying he didn't, but I'm just saying if in the event that does happen, if we got our business in order to be seen on them larger scales, that's a whole nother conversation. But that is the closest and most recent success story to me. The one that's in the works now is Lonnie.
Shout out to Lonnie.
Yeah, little Lonnie. Yeah, that's him, Millie, and somebody who people is sleeping on. Not necessarily sleeping. I'm gonna say in my area sleeping on is Isaiah Bin Laden.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Them three. They could be the next one if we do what we're
for a time. To. I was young. I was 19 when Luck when Luck came out with nigga dancing that pussy.
Yeah,
like, so now it's the Lonnie's and the shit.
Yeah. Really, and it's crazy how quick. Did you see how quick it happened though?
Very quick.
Like that shit was fast. Yeah. Like.
I would just listen to nigga better get they bitches. I was in the club like nigga you better get
that bitch. They still play that in the club.
Bitch,
but look at how we say how fast that happens, G. Like
it's just music.
No. That's all music. That's urban music.
Yeah.
I guarantee you drop a country record in the country club from 18 years ago, that bit go off.
That same way with rock, you can play motherfucking Muddy Water.
Yeah.
I mean, rock with blues.
Yeah, Muddy Water, Howlin' Wolf, whatever. It gonna go off.
Yeah.
You did? But it's just, you know, that but to answer your question, that the Luck was the one from then. Lonnie Miller and Bin Laden is the ones from now. Bin Laden got a record called Sticks that's retarded.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, have y'all heard that? Y'all seen the video? He just dropped it not too long ago.
I ain't gonna lie to you. I'm very on mainstream Jackson rap.
I got you.
I'm not gonna lie to you. By mainstream, I mean Silas, Savvy, Dollar.
Okay.
Luck. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
But I mean, if it's anybody
it's understandable.
Else, other than I might listen to it, but I'm very on mainstream. I'm very on authenticity. Like,
I mean, that's in your area.
Who's
too.
Who's the best?
You need to get on.
I'm not really listening to who's almost the best.
You need to get on that Fifth Child, bro.
I listen to Fifth Child. Yeah.
You need to get on that Dev Mac, bro. You need to get on that. You need to get on that Dolo. You need to get on that Young Joy.
Oh, Dolo, the dude, Dominique.
Yeah.
We had Dominique on here. Yeah. Yeah, baby, we live.
Right.
Peter Piper picked the pepper.
That is hilarious, G. Like, I watch that every time I see it, boy. Like, these
come on,
boys.
Daniel, son.
Peter
Piper picked the pepper.
He called him, boy, Great Value J. Cole, son.
That nigga cold though.
But for real, like we got a lot of unturned stones here, man. Like, and I feel like I think anybody could be that success story.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You got folk like Lil Tank, you know what I'm saying?
Shout out Lil Tank. We're supposed to get Lil Tank on the show.
Yeah.
Lil Tank out there moving.
Yeah, that boy is moving,
yeah,
son.
Yeah,
moving,
but I don't
son.
Want you to come here and shoot. No. Yeah. My name don't like gunshots.
Tank 100. Like, I ain't never got no.
You got a song with him?
No, I ain't got one with Tank. Yeah, every time we see each other, we do that Jackson shit. Like, we need to work. Yeah, we don't work.
We all have that habit. You know what I'm saying? Hey, but it's not that. Hold on. Let me unclassify it then, because when I go to Atlanta, and when I go to Alabama, and when I go to Tennessee, and all of them, they do the same damn thing.
Oh, we do work.
Yeah, bro, I heard you got that flame, cuz. Bro, we need to, for real, bro. What's your email? I watch it for 3 weeks, son. I be like, man, this ain't gonna see me.
Nah, man, it's a little tank, man.
I'm tank, that my dog. You my dog.
We can talk about music all day. I'm gonna try to switch it up a little.
One more, Drew. One more.
Do your thing.
Lil Ron, y'all heard that Out the Way?
I ain't heard that way.
You ain't heard Out the Way? Bro, I'm bringing out everything. I come with bags of music whenever I have a podcast. No, I'm playing that Lil Ron jam.
Yeah.
That LeBron jam, he dropped it on Spinrilla not too long ago too. But that, all right, I'm done plugging everybody. Back to Dollar Black. What you gonna say, bro?
We gonna try to switch it up a little.
Dollar Black do push ups before he go to bed.
Yeah,
38.
He's
40.
I'm trying, bro. I'm trying. I gotta see when I come back out this year. I gotta have my sex appeal right, man. I gotta get them ladies. Okay,
bring all the groceries.
Yeah. One, hey, you seen that meme with that boy from the pop?
Yeah,
two cases of coke.
That's me, and with two cartons of water at the top with the bag. Yeah, get it in.
Yeah, man.
In the NBA, it's been a lot of shakeups going.
You vote the NBA?
Huh?
You vote the NBA?
Did I vote for the NBA?
Do you fuck with the NBA?
Oh yeah, I thought he said that I vote the NBA. Shit, yeah. We can vote on that too, cuz I want in.
Yeah, man.
Nah, but yeah. I watch it like I'm not as avid as I used to be, but you know. Now I heard about that. So I'm going to New Orleans game real soon.
What do you do, Dollar Black, besides rap? Because you seem like doing a lot of nothing besides rap. Like, you don't watch sports. So what do you do?
To be honest, my pastime is spent with mixing, like trying to get my hands around.
Oh, yeah.
Trying to get my hands around the better sound for my music. Because, I mean, I like recording all the shit by myself, but if I can't record it and put it out and it compete with what everything else is, it's pointless. So
I was asking, you like,
yeah.
You don't like, you
know, like, no, I, no, I, no, I, listen, let's be clear. Like, I watched the playoffs for the football. I watched the Super Bowl. You know what I'm saying? So I'm that dude now, huh?
We watched Super Bowl.
Yeah, well, where did I watch it? At the crib. I ain't going nowhere. At the crib.
You had a party?
No.
You
by myself.
Watch your son?
Yeah, me and my wife and my son.
Okay.
That's it. Like, I'm telling you, man.
I work Super Bowl.
If it wasn't for this music, brother, I would be an introvert. I would go to work, come home, play video games.
What would be your day job
at? I'm at the bank. Bank Plus. I work at Bank Plus.
You tell
her? At that call center. No. We good. Hey,
he's a normal person.
It's federal. We good.
He's a normal person.
Yeah. I work. Like, let's be clear. All rappers. No. I can't be on the front line, but at the call center. I work at the call center.
Yeah,
so
yeah,
it's ducked off. Like,
do you work with my sister downtown? She do internet type shit.
What's your sister's name?
Ivy.
No. She worked for Bank Plus?
Oh, no, she worked at Trustmark.
Oh,
I'm sorry. I'm stupid.
I was like, what?
Paula, you understand
that? I was like, what?
You understand? When you said Bank Plus,
you thought bank. Yeah, I got you.
I'm sorry.
No,
but nah, she worked at Trustmark.
Yeah. I go to work, man, every day. I go to work every day.
What about them Lakers, though?
Listen.
They said Magic taking over, and they said we're going to get Paul George. I'm very upset.
Why are you upset about
Paul George is an all-star, but we need the Greek freak. I really had a Greek freak than Paul George. He's cheaper.
I can understand.
And he's better.
I can understand that. I can understand.
He's better and he's cheaper.
I can understand.
The Greek, this nigga is single-handedly can win a championship.
But do you think that Magic,
in the next 5 years,
do you think Magic is possibly attempting to impart some knowledge and wisdom towards the younger guys?
Towards,
as opposed to
Paul George?
No. Have Paul George come in and give that to the young nucleus.
Mm.
He said no, not at all.
Paul George's chin.
His chin.
He's still giving you 20.
That was scary.
I'd rather have a Greek freak.
That was scary.
First of all,
we can get him.
First of First of all, the Lakers ain't gonna never, the Bucks ain't gonna never let him go. Like this.
No, his contract is up next year. He good money.
Nah, he's not going nowhere, fam.
He want to win a championship.
That boy, that's true. But everybody ain't gonna LeBron.
Come on, man. Like
him and Jabari Parker, that's the Bucks. Like
no, that's the nucleus. Nobody resides in the Bucks that's good.
Jabari Parker and Giannis Antetokounmpo.
They are that good. Well, you said it, though. They can go anywhere. Hard. They can go anywhere.
I call him the Greek freak. He said it and didn't break. He didn't pause or do nothing. He said it. Boy, you good, boy. You got me.
Greek freak can go anywhere, bro. He can go to the Lakers, bro.
That's true.
Like, when it's like, yo, Paul George, I'm like, I don't want Paul George. But I don't want Paul George.
I can understand that sentiment. I can understand.
He's decent.
What is your top Paul George?
He is the truth.
We come from the best of the best. Kobe, Shaq, Dirk Fisher.
That's true.
He won a championship. He won two. Biner, he won two championships. He won Merriweather Peace. They won championship.
That's true.
This nigga hasn't won anything.
He got to get there, bro.
Man, fuck that. We want Greek the Freak.
Hey, look. We older than Paul George. Like, just
throw that out. And I was
going to also say.
Don't want Paul George.
Fam, he didn't even have the opportunity.
Isaiah Thomas. Come on.
He didn't have the opportunity in the East. Like, yeah, he couldn't beat LeBron.
He can't, like, for real. And he couldn't. But at the same time,
yeah, he coming to the West.
If you the Lakers fan, Kevin Durant, you not want Paul George. We want somebody else. I want somebody else.
Who?
I don't
know. Who can y'all get? Like, what is you saying?
I deal with these sorry second string. No. I deal with Brandon Ingram and these trash ass niggas.
Y'all
should have
traded him for Cousins.
Before I go, Paul George ain't going to do nothing.
Y'all should have traded
him. He going to do nothing.
I heard that y'all
kept. He's not going to win a championship.
I heard y'all kept Brandon Ingram and passed on DeMarcus Cousins. That's what I heard.
Yeah, I heard it too. Yeah.
That was horrible.
But that was in his contract. That was in Brandon's contract. He was like, I'm not going to the Kings.
That's horrible.
He was like, y'all, just I'm not going to no sorry ass Kings.
That's horrible.
If you go to the Kings, if you get traded to the Kings, then you
might as well retire.
Yeah. That shit sucks, dollar.
They ain't been good since goddamn.
You know what's funny?
Chris Webber and Mike Bibby.
I don't know your real name.
You say what?
Don't know your real name.
Yes, you do, man. You just got to think about it a little while.
Brandon.
Yeah, that is. Like, what is he saying, fam? This man know he went to school with me, bro.
I didn't promise I knew your real
name. Yeah, bro.
Okay, so I promise. Right.
Yeah, bro. Okay. I know both of them.
Yeah,
we all.
I did not know that.
I went to Chestnut. Yeah. I went to Span.
I went to Chestnut too. Yeah. I went to Boyd right.
Oh yeah.
Street.
But
yeah.
See, he was out of Chestnut when we went.
Yeah.
I was ghost. Yep. I was ghost.
But yeah.
Fuck Paul George. I don't want Paul George.
It's right back.
Yeah, I do not want Paul George.
Paul George is good.
We got Paul George. I'd be like, man,
but I take y'all to them playoffs. How long it been?
Who cares about Paul George? He's okay.
Y'all ain't been in the playoffs. He's an all-star, years, bro.
But I really had Kyrie or somebody.
You're not gonna
Paul
get Kyrie, bro.
George.
You're not gonna get Kyrie, bro. So you would have took Derrick Rose?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Way before Paul George. Paul George. Paul George like Joe Johnson.
Oh God.
Same person.
On, man.
Same person. So Paul George and Joe Johnson are the same person?
They not.
Come on, man.
Joe Johnson is a shooter.
Ass. Both of them ass. Suck.
God, you ruthless, man.
Both of them. Look at both of them ass.
You ruthless. You ruthless, fam.
What's the nigga name? Play Utah number 20.
Gordon Hayward.
He ass. And he all star. He doo doo. So Gordon Hayward. He's not ass.
He
don't
play 2K. That's
what I don't understand. That's what it is.
Gordon Hayward ass, bro.
I don't understand.
That's hilarious, fam.
But we gonna get out here, man. Career,
yeah.
I'm finna start getting emotional and shit.
Don't get emotional, man.
Can we do parts?
Oh, okay. All right.
Before we go, I'm gonna hit y'all This is the part of the show where I try to throw some creativity in there, and like it's called the Q10, like question that need answers. And like what question. I'm gonna do is I'm gonna throw out a question that need answers. We're gonna talk about a little bit. A question that need answer, for example, like why reception is always so mad or mean. Like that's your job to be nice, you know what I'm saying? What's a question that Dollar Black?
Dollar Black, you ever went to a receptionist? Yeah. You'd be like, oh, I'm looking for a doctor, Martin. They'd be like, who? Dr. Martin. And they'd be like,
see, that don't
give me 1 minute.
I don't get that.
He ain't here right now. Yeah.
They be shocked.
Yeah. My question that need answer for this week is like, why motherfuckers? I looked you dead in your eye when I said
like, he meant it, people. He meant it.
Why motherfuckers can't drive, bro?
Can't drive?
Yes. If you cannot drive, this is a PSA. If you cannot drive, keep your ass in the house. Like, I'm so tired of being on 55. And it's a Buick. And they cut me out. I pull up. I'm like, oh, lady, if you don't get your ass out.
I get so mad.
That probably was me in the Buick.
Jackson Road.
Yeah, I was going to say to help the people out, I'm going to blame it on the pothole because I drive slow too now. I can't replace another tire, another rim, another nothing. Another nothing. I can't replace nothing.
Why you drive
nothing.
So slow? Girl, tire
Don't you know you might think that's a puddle and knock your whole tire off? No, I blame it on I get that one to the roads for them. I'm going to help them out.
Why people can't drive?
Yeah, I'm going to help that out. I'm going to give it to the potholes. I'm going to blame it on them.
What boggles my mind?
Yeah. Shit, man.
Yeah, I boggle it though.
Man.
I understand this.
Yeah.
Why is this happening?
If you need some help, we got
I need a lifeline, cuz.
we got Chukwuma Lumumba coming on the show.
For real? For real?
No, on March 2nd.
For real?
Yeah.
Questions that need answers. Why everybody keep voting for everybody but him?
Chuck, what? Yeah,
dumb. Yeah, they dumb.
Yeah.
We need him in the mail.
headline. We got a headline.
Yeah, exactly. Why everybody keep
doing
that?
But now we're going to have Chuck Way on the show, man. We supposed to be doing it big. But at the same time, like, I don't want to just ask him just like to... lame ass shit. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
but
I mean,
Chuck White cool. I see him at the damn Kwanzaa Festival. He
get fades and shit.
Usually.
He be like, what you want? He like, shit, fade. Like, what? He fade like me. You know what I'm saying? Chuck White just like us.
That's where you use your socials. Drop it. We got Chuck White.
Shout out my nigga Chuck
coming
White,
in. When, what y'all want to ask him?
I got one more question that I need to ask.
What's the question? What's the question?
Why do barbers have them pictures of numbers of haircuts?
Dollar, you ever used the number 11?
I ain't never used the number.
You never seen number 8
bro,
like,
let me get that low and even with the tape on the side, bro.
You never be like, you don't get number 8 mixed with number 7.
Why is that picture up there? Like,
I can't answer that one.
It's not even that good. Yeah,
like,
you know, be like, why I'm looking like Macaulay Culkin? This is not even fresh. Yeah,
they don't know how to cut
this shit off. Yeah. Nah, that shit real. Dollar Black. I'll be like, I'll be up in the bitch like. Damn,
I just,
like,
that's a great question because I see him, but I don't ever think nothing
yeah.
back.
Yeah, he be like, number 9 got a fresh ass fade.
What if barbers change the game and start where you sit in the chair, they say, all right, which one you want? That's going to throw everybody off. I want that shit, cuz. Give me the.
My barber come out here about 20 minutes and be like, what you said you wanted? you been coming here for 20 minutes? Give me the tape. Oh, I got you. Like, I mean, you been coming here for 20 minutes talking about what you want.
Right.
Dig. I did that one time. I actually looked on the board, and then guess what hairstyle it was?
What was it, bro?
It was a texturizer.
Oh!
Like
the 360 20, wave type show?
I want that 23. Like, it was a, I do, no lie, bro. Like, if you knew me in high school, you could mention this. Like, I used to carry around the spray.
The S-Curl,
yes,
G?
The S-Curl, bro. Bro, dollar real shit. Like, put that shit in my head. I burnt a piece of my ear because, you know, that shit slick like a perm.
Yeah, bro. Yeah.
Bro, burnt the side of my ear. Like, real shit. So, like, I take, like, for the niggas that's going out there asking for the numbers, I feel for you. I tried to
mark might not know what you're asking for.
Yeah, $9, man. Yep. The red do this, but he drinking and shit. Give us them IGs and Twitters, man, where we can reach it.
We know Dollar Bag gotta go, man. We gonna win an hour 14.
I'm really cool.
Get your music from. Just give us, you know, your IGs and all that.
Okay, yeah, definitely. Go to www.dollarblackbde.com and subscribe. Basically, what you get when you subscribe. Right now, because we're in the Black Friday segment, whenever you subscribe, you get the download from that previous week's release. So if you go, you get that free. Everything I've ever done is found on that website, www.dollarblackbde.com. Find me on Instagram and Twitter, DollarBlackBDE. And also find me on Facebook, DollarBlackBDE. Same thing, everywhere for booking, features, all of that info at DollarBlackBDE.com. And that's how you find.
If you ain't hear him, it's BDE.
DollarBlackBDE, everything. BDE.
But man, hey, DollarBlackBDE, man, I really do appreciate you stopping through, man. I think this episode was one of the best we had this year.
Appreciate it, bro.
You know what I'm saying? Like, this is a great episode.
Appreciate it. Thank y'all for having me. Thank y'all for hey, call me. Let me know.
Nah, but I really do appreciate you.
All love, man. Thank y'all for having me, bro.
But as always, man, it's your boy J Red, the Kickback Podcast. Thank you, Dollar Black, for stopping through this motherfucker.
Boom.
It's your boy J Red.
And it's your boy Jamar Fresh.
Yep. Yeah.